It's Just a Stat, Reggie Johnson, Eugene Morton, coming to you from the lovely city of Atlanta with the great Matt Ryan retiring. It begs a question that a lot of people have asked. Now, first of all, a lot of people ask, is he a Hall of Fame quarterback? Which is basically the question here, the bigger question for most people. For a lot of people in Atlanta, it's, is he the best Atlanta quarterback? Now, there's a lot of people, and this even happened when Matt was here, because whenever Matt struggled, people would harken back to, oh, I wish we still had Mike Vick. And that's really it. Be honest with you. Okay, I can't even name another quarterback. That's how bad the quarterbacks in Atlanta have been. It's really a two-man race, right? Really, when you ask that question in Atlanta, you either got to be thinking Mike Vick or Matt Ryan.
That's it,
right? You're not going back in the day, right? These are the guys you think about.
Yeah, you're not going Chris Chandler. You're not going who else?
Chris Chandler is why we got Brett Favre out of here, by the way.
It's Zach. Oh yeah, who's a Jeff George? Jeff George had a run with us. Don't forget about that.
My goodness. Goodness. It's going back.
Yeah.
I think that this is a pretty close open and shut case, man. Pretty open and shut case. But before I go to the open and shut case, let's pull up the stats, because this is a stat show. And we're going to pull up the stats and get those going here. Let's look at some stats here. 62,792 passing yards, 381 touchdown passes. I think that alone, he's in Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
Right.
Just for over 60,000 yards. I mean, that's it. If you look at a lot of guys, and that's not, we just for some of the podcast audience, I'll read some of these, but I don't want to be here all day.
You'll be here. We'll take it a nap.
You're right. Yeah. I'll be here. Let's go full screen for the people here so they can see everything here. All right, highest single season passer rating in NFL history. Goodness, I didn't know that. 119.99, and that was in his 2016 season. That was the MVP season.
MVP year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 416 career touchdowns, first team All-Pro, 2010, second team All-Pro, 2016-17. Fourth all-time on fourth quarter comebacks. 124 wins as a starting quarterback, more than Unitas at 118, more than Montana at 117. 120 wins with the Atlanta Falcons, fourth in NFC history. Below only Brett Favre, Drew Brees, and Aaron Rodgers. It's not a bad list to be on. All those guys, Hall of Famers, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
32,263 career passing yards on the road, fifth all time, only below Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Brett Favre, and Peyton Manning. 5,551 career passing completions, fifth all-time, below Brady, Brees, Favre, and Manning. I think you're seeing a pattern here with the Brady, Brees, Favre, and Manning situation.
Right.
Highest single-season yard per average in NFL history, and 2016 season at 9.26. Highest single-season yard per average in NFL history, also 2016. Let me just roll down some of these other lists here. Number one in NFL and fourth quarter comeback. We already kind of went over that. Second in NFL history amongst first quarterbacks taken, below only Peyton Manning in touchdown passes and yard passing yards. So I feel like any list, when you're on several lists with a lot of players that are already in the Hall of Fame, and you're kind of, those are kind of like your colleagues. Those are the people that you're on the list with. That kind of makes this an open and shut case, right? Is there really anything to talk about here?
No. I mean, if, like you said, all the names he's mentioning, he's in the top 10 of, you know, career yardage. The companies with are guys that are in the Hall of Fame or will be in the Hall of Fame soon. Right. And I'm just looking at his yards average, right? His yards average, was 7.4. That was his career yardage. So he's damn near getting you close to a first down every time he passed the ball. He wasn't below 7 yards. It was his, after his rookie season, he was 6.5 at 2009, 2010. After that point, oh, he did have a down year 2013, but it was 7.5, 7.7, 6.6, 7.4, 7.0, 10, 7.5, 8.7, 7.1, 7.4, 6.8, and 6. So last season, when he had the worst line, and probably when he was here the last 2 years, and because he's getting older, right? the yardage gone down, but to go down from at least the year before, he's almost still 7 yards passing. I mean, that's pretty unheard of, because look at Drew Brees' number. Drew dropped off tremendously those last couple of years. So, yeah, I just, there's no argument. And then, you know, he did have to come into a hostile situation, right?
I mean, let's check his Pro Football Reference here. Let's pull down some of that.
That's where I was checking out.
234s. Yeah. 234, 65%, 66%, 65.6%, actually. So yeah. 66% on the roundup there. Let's scroll down here. When we scroll down and we look at his season starting from 2008 to 2022, 14 years. He retired at 37. I mean, Brady was still competing for Super Bowls at that age. So he didn't play a ton of, I mean, 15 years is still pretty good. I mean, 14 years is still pretty good career. And I'm going to be wrong, but, 124-109 is win loss record. When you look here at his yards, let's look here and see, I see 1, 2, and then you have to go back up to 1, 2, 3, 4. So these years are the years he had under 4,000 yards.
Yeah.
And then here, look at these years right here, too, man. This was a stretch. We were winning games here. Like, we had, before Matt Ryan comes into the Falcons, we don't have any back-to-back winning seasons for people who don't know. Matt Ryan was our first quarterback that we had. We had back-to-back winning seasons. And when you look at this, this is 11 wins, 9 wins, 13 wins, 10 wins, 13 wins. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 winning seasons in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 2016, this was our Super Bowl year right here.
Super Bowl year.
Almost 5,000 yards here. And look at all these. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10-year stretch with over 4,000 yards right here.
Yeah.
Every single year, right? Touchdown to interception ratio, even in his horrible Indianapolis year right here, which is terrible. Look at that. We call that terrible. It's still 3,000 yards. It's just terrible. Matt Ryan, terrible, though. 14 touchdowns to 13 interceptions. I think that's the closest it got, because these other years, it looks like he has almost 2-1 on a lot of these years. But he's definitely in the positive for that touchdown-interception ratio.
And plus, he never had a defense, right? So he had to throw more balls. He had
right. That's true, because our defensive rankings were pretty low on all those years.
All those years, even the Super Bowl year.
Yeah, for sure. A different when you, let's go back. Let's scroll down. Let's look at the defensive support down here, because I don't think you can see it on the screen. I would say 23rd, 30th, 22nd, 26th. I'm just counting back from 2022.
Mm-hmm.
23rd in 2022, 30th in 2021, 22nd in 2020. Let's go to even 2016, the year that everybody thinks Super that Bowl we year. That yeah, the Super Bowl year. And I told everybody then, you know, and I will tell you guys now that the defense is who screwed that game up for us. Sure, we should have ran the ball more and all this other stuff, but defense was 28th that year.
28th.
And I will tell you, there's only 32 teams. So defense could not stop anything. 20th year before, a year after the Super Bowl, 29th in 2018, 18th in 2015. The best defense he has was 6th in 2010, and he was only in the league for 2 years at that point.
Right. Yeah.
So it's, I mean, in my opinion, scrolling, going all the way back, I feel like this is a pretty open and shut case, in my opinion. I feel like Matt Ryan is a Hall of Fame quarterback. I don't know if everybody would 100% agree with that, because I do. You get some people, some pushback on that, even in Atlanta. So I can understand people having some pushback on that. But I don't know if his stats put him in the class of a Drew Brees, a Tom Brady, a Brett Favre, or Peyton Manning on several consistent basis. How do you not put him in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Do you use to leave him out of the Hall of Fame?
I mean, maybe you knock him. I mean, the Super Bowl, but I mean, there's so many great quarterbacks that don't have a Super Bowl ring. So
Dan Marino only got to one, right?
Exactly. And lost, right? So, and lost to the great Joe Montana. So, I mean, if we're going to knock him, I mean, he didn't lose to I mean, it's not like he lost to the best quarterback. He lost to the greatest quarterback until, you know, and we'll, you know, obviously Mahomes still has a young career. We're still waiting to see what else he's got left. You know, I mean, not left, but what more magic he's going to provide to us. But right now, he currently lost to the greatest quarterback. So what are you going to knock him for that? I mean, you may knock him because, you know, he's, what, 24 games above 500? I mean, it's... But I mean, look at the defenses he had. Like you said, that's your argument right there. You had to even pointed that out. So if you're going to knock him for the wins loss, not being to have a huge win loss, Brady always had a top defense. Every time he, like, I cannot remember a time when they went to Super Bowl, maybe against the Eagles, that was probably the year they had the weakest defense. But that's, I mean, a lot of the Super Bowls, Brady didn't have to do too much because the defense took care of the ball. You know,
very true.
Yeah,
very true. Especially those early year Brady's too,
where yes,
he put the team on his back. You know,
right? So yeah, so if you're gonna talking about putting your team on the back, that 2016 team, I mean, he literally took them on the back. Right? He might as well just say that he took the worst defense and said, "Don't worry, boys, here we go, jump on my back, and we're gonna go." And you know, he took them as far as they could.
Well, here's something I love to use. I'm going to introduce you to this here, Eugene. I'm not sure you might already be hip to it, but it's one of my tools that I love to use when I'm arguing Hall of Fame things, type of conversations. It's a Hall of Fame monitor that you can find on Pro Football Reference. I'm going to go ahead and share that real quick. Let's share this real quick.
Here you go.
Now, when you look at the Hall of Fame monitor, it shows where our average Hall of Fame person is. I'm going to have that highlighted in yellow so you can see that average Hall of Fame. And then it shows you where Matt Ryan is right there. So you can see how Matt Ryan kind of compares to other. Matt Ryan would be a 106 here. I don't know if it's Hall of Fame monitor score. Okay. So Hall of Fame monitor score indicates players' chance of election to Pro Football Hall of Fame for career starting after 1955. 100 is average Hall of Fame at player's position. Matt Ryan is a 106, 6 points higher than Ben Roethlisberger, 8 points higher than Phillip Rivers, roughly nine points higher than Bart Starr, higher than Patrick Mahomes is right now, currently, Terry Bradshaw, Roger Staubach, Dan Fouts. So he's already higher than some of these guys here with his Hall of Fame score. When you look at his, what the all average Hall of Fame numbers are, let's kind of scroll this here. Yeah, so completions, 31-43, average Hall of Fame completions. He's got 55-51. He has more attempts as well, though. Yards, 39,414. Some of these guys just aren't passing the ball back there. That's what some of the older leagues where these guys just didn't pass the ball as much. But you do have 39,4, 62,792. Come on, man. That's more yards than Joe Montana at 40, Johnny Unitas here at 40, Aaron Rodgers, who's still playing, has a chance to catch that if he plays next year. More than John Elway. More than Dan Marino, Fran Tarkenton, double Steve Young almost. Touchdowns, 232, right?
Mm-hmm.
Matt Ryan, 381. So let's see there. That's more than the average Hall of Fame quarterback. It's more than Steve Young, Fran Tarkenton, John Elway, Joe Montana, Unitas again. So I don't know, man. To me, obviously, what this is telling you, that the guy should be in the Hall of Fame. I think this is the quickest, probably the quickest debate. I'm not even sure if it's a debate. Maybe we'll have a debate in the comments or with people that are just aren't fans, because we're fans, of course. So maybe it's easier. But I don't see how you debate this, in my opinion, when you're just looking at.
Yeah, just sheer numbers. He's won MVP, four-time Pro Bowler, Offensive Rookie of the Year. And let's just face it, he turned our franchise around. It was and I read somewhere, and I can't remember the tweet, but our kind of team, our city was just in this dark limbo, right? And we just didn't know.
That's after Vic left,
and right?
He had a quarterback from the World League, I forgot his name. And we were in the our coach had left us to go join Arkansas. I'm not even mentioning his name, clown he is. He left us in the middle of the night to go join Arkansas. Atlanta was on its way out. And then Matt Ryan falls from the heavens, gives us 60,000 yards. Thank you very much. And I don't really know any better way to wrap it up, man. This is
Perfect.
This is right. This has been an amazing career for him here. And thanks, Matt, for all that you did here in Atlanta. Hopefully we do have another 60,000 yards coming at some point here soon. Maybe we get lucky like the Packers did. We just can go from Favre to Rodgers and Jordan Love. It's not looking Jordan like a bum. He's looking pretty good right now, right?
Yes.
So maybe we have something like that happen. But for our show here, I don't think this is any debate here. Let's go ahead and go back to Matt. Let's end the show with Matt looking triumphant. There we go, Matt.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you, Matt.
We appreciate everything you did here, Matt. This is Just a Stats. Reggie Johnson, UG Moore. Check us out. Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts, as well as TikTok, YouTube. Check us out on there also. See you next time.